I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, October 4th. We're talking about President Trump's public request to another foreign government and a growing number of vaping-related illnesses, plus Uber copters, Instagram's new app, and the richest Americans. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump is not holding back. Not only did he make it very clear on national television that he wants Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son, he now publicly asked China to investigate them as well. Yes, from the White House lawn yesterday, he also said China should look into his political opponent. His reasoning? Well, the Wall Street Journal reports Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who has had business deals in Ukraine, also had business dealings in China that involved the state-owned bank. President Trump thinks this is suspicious, although right now the journal says there's no evidence of wrongdoing. Trump's request is a pretty big deal. He is once again asking a foreign government to investigate a political rival. Remember, the whole reason there's an impeachment inquiry is because he asked Ukraine to investigate Biden back in July on a private call. Now Democrats see the public request to China as more of a reason to look into impeachment. Republicans stayed pretty quiet about it yesterday, though House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wants top Democrats to put the impeachment inquiry on hold until they answer questions about the process. And speaking of, we have an update about the impeachment inquiry itself. The first major witness testified for 10 hours yesterday. That was Kurt Volker. He was the U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine before resigning last week. He was also named in the whistleblower's complaint that launched this all. The AP reports he told investigators he urged Ukraine to steer clear of American politics and never felt pressured to get Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Yet, he also showed lawmakers text messages between him and other State Department officials, where one person wrote, quote, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign." And one last thing. The Wall Street Journal says there are new questions about why Trump ordered the ambassador to Ukraine off the job. That ambassador is set to testify in 1 week. North Korea and the U.S. are set to restart negotiations this weekend. Time reports the two countries are going to get in touch today before talks kick off tomorrow. This comes after the two leaders met face-to-face in February, followed by 8 months of a standstill in talks. And during that time, North Korea tested several missiles, including one just this week that's being called the most powerful weapon tested since the two leaders met. Fox News reports President Trump is not worried, saying they don't violate any agreements. So for now, it seems like talks about economic sanctions and nuclear weapons are back on track. To be continued. MGM Resorts will pay up to $800 million to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting in what's being called a landmark settlement. Tuesday marked 2 years since the mass shooting at a country music festival. 58 people died and hundreds were hurt. The gunman fired from the 32nd floor of MGM's Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. NPR reports survivors and victims of the shooting blame the resort for letting the shooter check into the hotel with luggage full of guns and ammunition. At first, MGM was fighting this, saying the company should not be held responsible. But now MGM says the fight has gone on long enough and hopes this agreement will help families move forward. MGM is not admitting any wrongdoing, though. CNN reports the victims and families are satisfied with the agreement and hope it brings some closure. The number of vaping-related illnesses has now jumped past 1,000, with no signs of slowing down. Doctors still don't know for sure what exactly is causing this mysterious lung disease, just that it's linked to vaping. CNBC reports 18 people have now died from this illness and 1,080 have been sick. Experts are calling the outbreak very concerning, and both federal and state health officials are still investigating. It looks like it could be another case of Facebook versus the feds. Since Facebook has faced criticism about privacy in the past, it's been moving forward with a plan to encrypt messages across its platforms, or in other words, make messages more secure. Well, now BuzzFeed News reports the U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, along with officials from the U.K. and Australia, are worried the future of Facebook's platforms will be a little too secure and private, that it could actually hurt federal officials' efforts to investigate possible crimes. So they reportedly plan to send a letter asking Facebook to slow down plans to encrypt messaging. Facebook's response? Vox reports the company is against any attempts to build backdoors into the system for the government, but it will continue to cooperate with any valid legal requests. Much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, FabFitFun. This is a lifestyle subscription box that arrives at your door each season, and what I like about it is you get full-size, premium beauty, fitness, fashion, and home products, so there's a lot of variety and quality in every box. For any guys listening, sign up the women in your life to make them feel special 4 times a year. I'm always so excited when the FabFitFun box arrives, and this year's fall box was no different. I'm already using the Aveda Damage Remedy and Wander Beauty Eye Mask. You may also get things like the Kate Spade Lunch Tote or a plush ultra-soft fringe scarf. You can be surprised, or you can choose to customize many of the items in your box. FabFitFun normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you actually get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com, and when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY, you'll get $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to the news. New Yorkers now have a new way to get around in Uber copters. We've told you about these before. They're helicopters that take passengers from Manhattan to JFK Airport. Uber was testing it out, and now it's available to everyone. Engadget reports the trips cost about $200 a person. Included in that fee is an Uber ride to a helipad in Manhattan, an 8-minute helicopter flight, then another ride to the terminal. Uber says it's using this as a learning opportunity for its plans to launch an air taxi business in other cities in 2023. Speaking of Uber, it's rolling out a new app to help people find jobs. It's called Uber Works. The Wall Street Journal says it will match workers with companies looking to fill temp positions, like customer service, chefs, or cleaners. Ubers can look for jobs based on location, conditions, and pay. Once they pick a job, they'll get paid by a third-party company. Right now, Uber is testing this out in Chicago, but the company tells NBC News it plans to expand. A new app for Instagram users is hitting the market. It's called Threads. CNBC says the app is meant to send photos and videos to close friends only, sort of like Snapchat. But there's also an auto status feature. Engadget reports the status can say things like studying or busy when users don't have time to chat. Or they can set a status that will share your location and battery level automatically with close friends. This isn't the first time Instagram is trying out a Snapchat-like app. The company tested Poke and Slingshot, but they never took off. We'll see how this one goes. Threads is available now. And the richest person in America is still Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, according to Forbes' list of the 400 richest Americans. The magazine says Bezos' net worth is $114 billion. Coming in second is Microsoft founder Bill Gates. And Forbes says President Trump is number 275 with a net worth of $3 billion. America's richest woman is Alice Walton, the daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton. She ranks at number 11. Together, the 400 wealthiest Americans have a record-breaking combined net worth of $2.96 trillion. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show if you got value out of it. And if you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. It's free, but it also helps ensure you get new episodes right to your phone. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with much more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.